This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5567. Send me an email. Come on. No, actually, I've got enough. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. Come on, you know the drill, right? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the, the poll. Check out the stories that are going on. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know. And I tell you what, this weekend, if you want to see what's going to happen under a Joe Biden ruling dictatorship, just look what happened this weekend. Thousands and thousands of people. Well, less than was 200,000 total. You know, we're hearing them all over the place, and that's because nobody wants to tell the truth. But anyway, and look at the damage those cowards, and I hope this BLM fool's listening to me, and Antifa fools. You're cowards. You show up with masks. You beat up on old folks and kids. That makes you a coward. Amazing what your parents brought up, isn't it? I hope to God they did. Hopefully you're one of those rebellious kids. But I can't think you would be because you're a coward. You got to have some bravery to be rebellious, don't you think? But you beat on 80-year-old women. You're in the faces of little kids. And you guys that are out there, does that make you a man? Is that what that does? Because, I mean, I got a bunch of men I'd like to introduce you to. Really, if you're into it. If you really want to see what it's like to have a battle, if you really want to see what it's like when a real man gets up in your face, let me know. I'd be more than happy to oblige. And I got a bunch of friends that'd be more than happy to oblige. It's just amazing to me. Now, are these products of their parents? Are these products of their upbringing? Are these products of society? Are these products of what the school district and school systems have been teaching people? I'm asking questions because I don't have the answers for you. I mean, seriously, the amount of cheating that went on, and what used to be friends of mine in the Democrat Party who hate Trump so much, can't tell me anything he's done. They can only tell me the talking points of what he hasn't done. Right? It's just amazing. And then you got the governors now shutting down whole states. Some may do it for months. If we don't rise up and start taking it to the courts, aggressively taking it through the court system, then we deserve what we get. Matter of fact, I'll go even one step further. No, I'm not kidding you. I would say we need to start even pushing even harder for civil disobedience. No, you're not going to shut me down. No, you're not going to keep my family away from my house on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Do you see yet? They don't care what this is doing. Look, California alone, 2.6 people of the total population have been infected. Hello? 2 kids under the age of 18 have died from this. A virus that has over a 98% recovery rate has sent us, well, actually, hasn't sent us. Some of you are bowing at the knee of these dictators. Not going to happen. No, it's one thing to stay safe. It's one thing, you know, for the first few weeks, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, whatever it was. I know, they said 2 weeks. They went longer. I got it. Things happen. You get information as you go. But now, no more. We're done. After what I saw this weekend and what I've seen over the last... Look, they've been doing this for a long time, but not at this level. They're so desperate that they're willing to eat their own. That any Democrat that comes out and says anything about this election smelling not quite right, they attack with a vengeance. And this is how they won. You know, the group that has always said that they don't want any bullying, bullying is... They have perfected it. You know, and it's funny how they screamed about Trump not calling out white supremacy, yet not a word on BLM, not a word on Antifa and what they did to people over the weekend, not a word. They are disingenuous slugs. I don't even have, and that's even giving the slugs a bad name. What I saw them doing on video, that mainstream media is not showing anybody, shows you that mainstream media, and if you're a rank and file Dem, who I used to believe loved America, and you're not saying anything, and you're okay with this as long as we beat Trump, you're okay with little kids being punched, with 82-year-old women being punched, a guy that an old guy that they hit in the head, and then they started kicking him in the head while he was down. If you're okay with that, you're not an American. You're not a patriot. You're a thug. Just shy of a communist. You're aiding and abetting. But you don't care, do you? Anything to get Trump out. Isn't it sad, though? In the back of your mind, you have to understand that your party is hated by the American populace. They hate what you're doing. And if you didn't cheat in this election, you would have been wiped out to a big degree in Congress. You would have been wiped out to a big degree in Senate. And Trump would have taken his thing by probably 400 electoral college votes. But you're too afraid. Because you know you guys are in the wrong. Gentlemen, seeing your host. Guess who's up next? And she's madder than I am. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do mean it. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. I want you engaged. I want you involved. Really do. Let me just bring her on because she's going to calm me down. Maybe. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to try to help us kick the week off, get things rolling, and try to make some sense out of all the stuff they hid from us over the weekend. Hey, Kimberly. Are you there? Did I lucid you?
Sorry, I was on mute. I muted myself again.
I'm gonna send the manual over for you.
Right.
All right. So talk to me. What First of all, tell me about your Twitter woes. You apparently had a little problem this weekend with a tweet you sent out.
I responded to the New York Secretary of State because she tried to blame Trump for saying he wasn't going to give vaccines to New York State when we all know it was Cuomo who doesn't want to take the vaccines because Trump is the president, because we know Cuomo doesn't believe in actual science. So I tweeted to her, and I wasn't very nice about it. But then she tweeted me back, and she wrote, "She seems nice." And then... and then she shared another tweet of mine where I said that the people of Michigan should rise up against the governor. And there's a, so they're trying to, you know, you should report this person, report this tweet. I'm like, I didn't say anything about, I didn't violate any Twitter terms of service.
Yeah, you did. You simply were being pseudo-conservative. And calling somebody out, you violated the terms and conditions.
Yeah. I'm like, some crackpot leftist is like, you're inciting violence. I'm like, where did I call for violence at all? I'm like, there's a recall petition out on her. What are you talking about? Like, these people are inherently violent, and they project their violence onto other people. And then, of course, there's all these fake accounts on Twitter all the time. It's anytime you post something that's opposite of left-wing drivel,
yeah,
all these fake accounts come out. I can't tell you how many accounts I've reported for being fake. You know, all of a sudden, a zero-follower account will appear. I'm like, what? It's tons of bullshit.
Shouldn't they at least follow themselves on their other accounts so they look pseudo-real? I mean, seriously.
It's bad. It's bad. I noticed it way more over the past year. It used to happen during elections or if something big was going on, but I noticed it way more. It's like all the time over the past year.
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't know if you caught my first segment, but I was screaming about what was going on this weekend, and I said, you know, what happened to the unity? What happened to the Trump people, the violent ones, right? I mean, and they're, not only are they violent, they're cowards. They're flat-out cowards.
Oh, yeah.
These are what, younger people that are beating up on 82-year-olds, beating up on kids, lording over kids, and I'm going, you know, that doesn't make you a man. That just makes you a coward. What's that say about your parents, how they bring you up?
Oh, you know? It's, of course they're leftists, so they're, of course they're cowards. We all know that's, you know, just inherent. I think you have to be a coward in order to be part of the Democrat Party, to be honest. Otherwise, they don't want you.
I used to be one that defended them more, but I've come to the conclusion now, if you're a Democrat and you're not speaking out against this violence, after calling out Trump and people like me, you're a hypocrite. And you're dense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a big definite.
Like that's a Boston term, dense.
I saw some really terrible videos from the rally this weekend. You know, one guy getting cold cocked, sucker punched from the back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people getting pushed down, elderly people. I was like, why can't you just leave these people alone? They're not bothering you. You might disagree with them, but they're not in your face.
They were on their way home. The ones that were pounded on, they were on their way back to their apartment. The stuff was over, and these cowards pseudo-ambushed them, you know?
Yeah. No, and that's how the left rolls. Honestly, that is exactly how they roll.
And when you ask a lot of the what I perceive to be as the sane left, a lot of them now, they hate Trump so much, they don't care how much cheating needs to take place. They don't care how much violence needs to take place to get rid of him. But their tune would change if it was our side, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just amazing to me. So, again, I mean, I know you've been following what's going on this weekend, the march that went down, the fact that the president, you know, they even had the audacity, the mental illness, like, boiled out of the side of their heads to complain about how close these people were and that many weren't wearing masks. I'm saying to myself, are you so delusional? This is what you're stuck on, but then Little Lightfoot, whatever her name is, and I do mean little, She can go and party with everybody. And because it was a momentous event, it was okay.
Yeah. See, this is one of the problems, Joe, with all of the mandates and you have to wear a mask and you can't see your family and you must make your family suffer, your elderly parents suffer without you, alone, isolated. These are the same people that are doing all this and putting all these mandates in place, but yet going out and doing them whatever the hell they want.
Yep.
Let's go to dinner at a posh restaurant like Governor Newsom. Oh, he's so special. And then you have, you know, Whitmer's husband going out getting a boat ride and freaking this Lori Lightfoot dancing in the streets. Give me a break. All these people are hypocrites. Literally, they are using the Chinese scent virus to control people. I mean, what better way to push a communist virus than push communism in our country?
I'm with you on this, but go back to Newsom. Think about something. He's, first of all, he went to a private dinner, as you said, at a restaurant, and then his kids go to a private school. All right, they're there, no problem at all. Most of the other schools, 99% of the rest of the schools are closed down. Pelosi was trying to sneak a big Democrat dinner by everybody.
Oh, I saw. Well, the Republicans were doing it too, but the Republicans aren't the one telling everybody they have to be masked and they have to be isolated in their home alone on Thanksgiving. And notice how they're doing all these shutdowns between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know what? People are going to rise up. They're not going to take it.
They don't do a freaking thing.
We'll be back in a minute to elaborate on what freaking might just mean. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with Kimberly Murray.
I'm monitored.
Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News the recount will be completed on time.
I'll go get Plan A. The counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
California is pulling a so-called emergency brake that will land more than 94% of that state's population in the most restrictive of coronavirus measures. In 41 of California's 58 counties, indoor operations for churches, gyms, and restaurants must stop by Tuesday. California has seen COVID-19 cases double over the last week, and last week the state crossed the 1 million case mark. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her right back on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kind of kick the week off and get things rolling. And, you know, Kimberly, as we're talking, I'm still looking over my shoulder at some of the news channels. Now, again, I'm going to give Fox a little bit of credit. I don't want to give him too much. Between Hannity and Tucker Carlson, you're seeing the vids of what's going on out there in the streets. And They're still Pelosi and Biden's people, right? Harris, Pelosi, and Biden, and they're still burning American flags. They're still beating on people, right? They're still intimidating people. This is the America we can look forward to.
That's what the left is all about. Yeah, that's the America we can look forward to. And Biden today is talking about $15 mandated at the federal level minimum wage, getting rid of right to work, period. Yep. I mean, he wants to destroy the economy, kill jobs, destroy worker freedom. It's pretty bad. It's really bad. And the thing is, the media did this. They built this, not the people.
No.
The people don't know. They go by what the media tells them. Yep. And the media was the biggest interferers in our election of anyone. It's not the foreign countries. It's the media. Of course, the media is in cahoots with the communist Chinese government. So, I don't know. Want to talk about collusion? There you go.
Well, look at last Thursday and Friday, CNN stuck up for Fox, okay, because everybody was pounding them. Now, when was the last time you heard that, right? I hear the snowballs melting in hell right about now. So CNN stuck up for Fox, right? And then over the weekend, we start getting these quote-unquote leaked information that Parler's really owned by George Soros. And I'm going, okay, here we go. All right. First of all, you know, Dan Bongino owns a large portion of Parler now, and I interviewed the guy years ago on Parler when he was getting rolling with it, and you're going to see more and more of this misinformation put out by mainstream media, and the average Joe, if they don't wake up, they're going to be like, you might as well just put the ring in their nose and start yanking them around now, right?
Right. That's what it is. I mean, it.
But how do we listen? How did we get? Now, I have other people on the show that will say, "Well, the Democrats have always been like this." No, they've not always been like this. You know, I mean, they really, the ones I grew up around New England weren't always like this anyway. And all of a sudden, it's kind of like they're zombies.
No, no, no. There's always been the progressive faction of the Democrat Party. Hell, Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive Republican. I don't know why people think he was so great, but whatever. Hoover. Wasn't Hoover a Republican?
I'll look it up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hoover was a Republican, and he was a progressive, and he was terrible. Terrible. Pretty sure he was.
Okay.
Because he was under the Harding Coolidge administration, and he was awful. And he aided in ruining, harming the economy with his policies. But progressivism has always been a mental illness that's been around for decades. Decades. Wilson. Remember Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
It's been around. They stopped being so outward about it because people realized way back that it was awful. I mean, these are the eugenicists. These are the people that Hitler was jealous of because they had made so much progress in their horrifying programs. And so they were always there, Joe. In the background, they were always doing things in the government, in public education, in the university systems. They're very patient. They only came out, so to speak, came out of the closet, really, when Obama was elected. That's when you started really seeing hardcore left-wingers that were really what made up the Democrat Party. Because you cannot ever believe anything a Democrat tells you. Joe Manchin, was he West Virginia, tries to pretend like he's a moderate? He's not. He's a liar. Any Democrat who tells you they won't vote for the far left-wing policies that their party pushes is lying to your face. There are no moderate Democrats at all anymore. There might be moderate Democrat members.
Are they moderate, but they just won't say anything because they're going to, you know, lose some of the perks that Schumer might give them?
No, they're lying.
Okay.
They're.
I had to ask.
Joe Manchin says to our face, I won't do this or that, but yet you look at his voting record and he does just what his party wants. So he can't be trusted.
No. And you know what? I was saying this during the first segment. The fact that not one of them has come out to denounce the violence by Antifa or BLM tells you exactly where their head's at. Okay? They're either major league cowards or they really believe this. They believe the violence is okay.
Well, there's probably both. There's probably both. Because I can't imagine. No, I can't. At this point, yes, I can't imagine that they all just agree with it.
Well, listen,
I know.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, there's regular people that you and I both know that are Democrats that are not anything like these elected people, right, or the a party, you know, people who run the party. They aren't like that, but they don't speak up. They don't speak out. They might not vote for Democrats. They might still remain Democrats, but they don't do anything to change it or stop it because they know what their party does to people who disagree.
Yes. Yeah, and by the way, what you and I had said, a lot of the people did too. We didn't have a crystal ball, but did you hear that Dr. Fauci came out over the weekend and he said, you know, the coronavirus, well, it won't be a pandemic for much longer.
What?
We still want to maintain some of the social cautions. But no, he did. He actually came out and he said that the coronavirus won't be a pandemic for much longer, and that he says that there's a rapid progress on the vaccines that will help tremendously. I'll be among one of the first to take it, and therefore proving that it's fine and it's all set for distribution. Hello.
I'm trying to
breathe. Remember your Lamaze classes?
Well, yeah. I'm trying. That was so long ago. I'm trying to watch my language, because I said something over this weekend about something Fauci could do with a Christmas cactus to himself. Because he's saying, you know, Buck, these people are intentionally harming others. They're intentionally harming children. Ezekiel Emanuel, who's a crazy crackpot eugenicist, he still is a eugenicist. He doesn't think that people over 75 should even get the vaccination. Okay, that's Biden's. Like, that's Biden's. And kill all the old people, kill all the people
Biden's
who are
done,
vulnerable.
Right? I mean, if that's the case, Biden's done.
Yeah.
His own buddies will take him out.
It's disturbing, but I feel so. I can work remote, right? I still have a paycheck. I don't have children in school. I can't. You know, obviously everybody's life's changed, and I don't wear a mask when I go out. And if somebody doesn't like it, they can kiss my, you know what. No one says anything to me. But these people that are being that are suffering, the single moms who have kids, that they usually work out of the home, but their restaurant is closed down and they can't even do that now. I'm sorry, you can't make up for tips with unemployment, no matter, even if they give you some stupid stimulus.
Where are they going to get this money? They keep telling, you know, unemployed. The government will take care of you for the 4 months we shut down. Where's the money coming from? It ain't coming from restaurants. You know what I'm saying here? We're just going to print it?
Yeah, we're going to just print it or borrow it from, the Chinese Communist government. And I don't understand why nothing has been done to them yet.
The Chinese?
I don't understand why they have not been brought up on charges from the world for what they did to the world.
People are afraid of them. People are flat out afraid of them.
Why would they be afraid of the commies?
Because they won't deal with them the same way we do. I mean, just come on, look at what took place with Iran, and nobody wants to get out of that deal, and look what they have. They have 12 times the amount of uranium that they were supposed to have. No, duh. Were you surprised? Were you shocked at all?
I wasn't.
And I thought I was smarter than anybody else. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. Let me just bring it back on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kind of kick the week off, get it rolling, get it going. Kimberly, how are we doing? Well, how were we doing?
I'm good. How are you? So you know what? I just want to tell you something because I just saw this story today. It's in New Hampshire. In one of the towns in New Hampshire, they did a recount. Democrats called for a recount. The Republicans had won, but Democrats called for a recount because it was a close vote.
Right.
Guess what?
They found
about 300 votes that weren't counted for them for the Republicans.
No way.
Across the board.
No way.
Oh yeah, they're investigating it. The Secretary of State is investigating it. It's being investigated. And I mean that the town that it happened in is a red town anyway. The Republicans won, but there was 300 across the board. It was probably all Republican down ballot voting. it just too coincidental.
There was there's a mob boss in Philly. I don't know if you did read about the story. Yeah, there's a mob boss in Philly.
There's a mob boss in Philly.
Okay. I can't imagine
there'd
be one. Well, no. I can't imagine there'd only be one there. But anyway, this is the mob boss of Philly, and he's and apparently it's leaked that they put out 300,000 ballots. They were paid $3 million to get 300,000 ballots into the system, and he may turn on Biden here shortly. I thought that was quite
exciting. That'll never happen.
Well, I think what everybody's worried about now the shoe's on the other foot. Because now what everybody's worried about, you know, with some of these terminologies like releasing the Kraken, there is a lot out there. There's a lot of fraud out there that these people can prove. It's really going to come down to what the Supreme Court says about what they should do or shouldn't do, whether they should have a redo in a couple of states, because they can't throw, you know, you've been at this long enough, they can't throw out those ballots anymore, right? They don't know what ballots came in late. So how are they going to throw anything away?
Right.
Right?
Oh, God, so pathetic. It's like we're a third world country. Other countries that are terrible countries don't have these issues.
No, you're right.
One vote, one ID, it's 2020. And many of us have known voter fraud exists in every election in every state across the country for decades or for years. And now it's just all of a sudden it's coming out. You know, it's a running joke, and I'm sure you know this one. Republicans have to win by 5% to beat the fraud.
Not this time.
Not this time. They should have won by, tried to win by 10%.
They should have been like 35%. I mean, really, this is how, look. Just think of how brazen they have become. Either they perceive us to be a really stupid people, if you would, ignorant people, ignorant, I don't know which, all right? Or they've got so many people in their pocket in the deep state, there's so much of a cohesive group that they figure, go ahead and try to stop us. Watch. We're going to do it right in front of your face. We're going to stop the ballot counting. We're going to bring in 130,000 ballots. We're going to put them in the system and tell you to go to a pound sand.
So that's exactly it, Joe. It's not just Democrats that are involved in this, and that's the problem. It's a lot of people that are involved, especially the elite class, right? Millionaires and billionaires. We really do have an us against them in this country, but it's not even left versus right. It's political class versus we the people.
Yep.
It's been like that way. It's been that way for a long time, unfortunately. We allowed it to happen because we actually tried to live our lives and you know, take care
of our
families.
Lives. Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're not allowed to now, but whatever. there is a class system in this country, and they will do anything, the political class, to fight for power, maintain power. And one of the things Trump did was kick both of them in the rear end.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Because all the things he put in, I'm like, I didn't agree with everything he did. Totally did not agree with everything by any stretch. Well, but a lot of the things, good things he did were good for all Americans.
Yeah, he didn't do anything that was good for one class, one group, one club, if you would. Correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Under the Obama years, and Biden's coming right back in to, you know, help out the unions and help out the billionaires and whatever. Screw America. Biden's campaign, instead of being called Build Back Better, should have been, I'm going to screw you. Because that's what he's going to do if he...
Oh, and it's not going to be him. It's going to be Camilla.
Oh, she's even worse.
Carmel.
She's even worse.
No,
freaking people
on.
In California.
First of all, I don't even believe that either one of them will be running the country. I think it's the globalists that are behind them.
Oh,
of
course it
won't.
No, she's dumb as dirt. There's no way. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but just...
Here's a shocker. This came across the wires yesterday, and it seems to be shocking people. Seattle homelessness explodes with no end in sight, and they can't figure out how to fix it. I can. You should have elected a different mayor. Let's start off there. Number two, let's enforce law and order. Number three is stop shutting things down because, first of all, by not enforcing law and order, you're driving businesses out of there. That's number one. Number two, when you shut it down, the businesses that have stayed, they have no business. So
right.
Where do you expect people to go?
And then people have no job, and they lose their job, they lose the place they live, and they're in the streets. This is all thanks to Democrat policies.
Oh, no. Get it straight. It is not Democrat policy. It's because Donald Trump's economy. That's what driven these people in the street. Governor Newsom said that like a year ago. He actually said in one of these short speeches he gave is that the reason they have so many homeless is because of Donald Trump's economy. And because those one percenters are making so much money, they feel so empowered, they're raising rents, in the inner city, and people are having to pay more, and they can't afford it based on what they're getting paid. Oh, he did this whole thing. I mean, he must have looked like a pretzel. His tongue had to look like a pretzel when he was done trying to explain this.
And that's the thing, Joe, these people, the left, will lie to your face and just expect you to believe it.
Yeah, but
and if you dare question them,
would they lie,
they will,
or does he really, did he really believe that it wasn't his fault, that it was Trump's fault? Because
he's
got, of the
no,
economy.
He's lying.
Huh?
He's lying.
Okay.
He's lying.
I just want to clarify. You sound like you're having a control. Yeah.
So, look, some people really believe it. Like, people who are Democrats and are just regular people, some of them actually believe it because this is what they're told. They believe it's the truth. You've seen it in the walk-away campaign, right?
Yep.
So I understand that. I believed things, too, until I actually realized that how biased the media was. So I can forgive ignorance. Okay,
right.
I don't forgive lying scum like Newsom or any of these elected officials. I don't.
No,
I absolutely don't.
There's nothing that comes out of that man's mouth that I believe. You alluded to it earlier. Newsom's doing the same thing, basically saying we ain't giving anybody, any vaccine that was made under Trump. And I'm going, you're morons, aren't you? You're just morons because it's not made under Trump. Okay, this vaccine has been made by two or three, it's trying to be made by a dozen different companies, but two different companies, it will be checked out, it will be reviewed. I don't know, this is how much they hate Trump, they're willing to kill people.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's what communists do, hello?
I know.
That's what they do, the ends justify the means.
It's crazy.
Does anyone really think there wasn't massive voter fraud committed? Does anyone really think the left wouldn't take advantage, quote unquote, of this COVID situation to try to harm as many people as possible? If you don't believe that they would do that, you need to do some studying on history. This is what the left does. The ends justify the means.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Or the means justify the ends.
Right.
I just said it backwards.
Oh, no.
They don't care. They will kill their own mother if it increases their power or pushes their cause, quote unquote. I'm not saying that just to be a jerk. I'm saying that because it's freaking true.
Well,
that's
when you see what they do, what they're
willing to people are.
Look at Schiff. He was willing to commit treason to try to get this president thrown out. Anyway, we're out of time. Go ahead and tell people where to find you.
CriticRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
That's too simple. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran, thanks for being with me. Dr. B joins me in the next hour to help you deal with your anxiety, your frustration, and maybe keep you from punching somebody in the face. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.